it's the same tactic these guys are using for development. You know, maybe let's Singapore, Simbaya, you know, Singapore, light rail, tram. Sakaja, I've seen you before, man.
Yeah, yeah. Kuna vile, what's his name? Gaido was saying that he's going to make so much noise about the death of Jirongo that the US will sanction. The US will sanction Kenya. And I remember when I heard that, I just started laughing. Like, this guy, in his world, the US cares about Jirongo. So, am I the one who's crazy? Shit, eh? And I remember ukiniambia that, Nikirudi, maybe I might be ready to talk about it. So, are you ready to talk about it? Are you in a better space mentally? Like, well, what was this struggle that we're going to go?
Well, you find people are stuck in a mentality. And that time, maybe, like, I remember my bro was telling me how he was with, funny enough, Sudi. And Sudi was telling me, "Unajua nini watoto watajiri?" Sudi right now is one of the richest guys.
Yeah.
It's like it's not clicked in his head
that he's rich.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's a thing of poverty.
Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 579. Tukisema ni happy Boxing Day, ama is it?
Yeah, happy Boxing Day.
Happy Boxing Day, man.
I think the only guy hapa ali grew up around Boxing Day.
Sisi ni kwa uwanja.
Ajawia new Boxing Day. So tuko tunaambia na mtaa, unajua leo jo. Leo kuna vile Tyson anapigana na Evander Buda. That's what only you knew. Yeah.
You guys never had presents growing up?
Skia.
Don't start.
Okay, I didn't grow up. First of all, nice to be here. Thanks for the invite as usual.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't grow up with that Christmas presents in the white way per se.
Yes.
But
they were there.
For sure there were presents like Christmas Day though. We never used to open them on Boxing Day. No, I was trying to wait for Boxing Day, bro. Christmas Day, man, we'd open your presents, man.
For real?
Yeah.
Do you guys
come now open on Boxing Day or Christmas?
Christmas Day. Christmas Day.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You couldn't wait, man.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait.
Under the Christmas tree.
Sometimes.
Okay.
sometimes.
These guys are laughing at me for having a Christmas. See, we are not laughing at you. We are laughing at ourselves. Together, either like.
We weren't presentable.
Yeah.
The only thing that came close to a Christmas theme. I'm gonna check these shiny things that guys wear during graduation.
Yes.
Like, those manini ninis.
Yeah.
And maybe to reborn because it was like the wire.
But what about leave alone?
I'm gonna have more fear pressure.
Leave alone the white Christmas. Yeah. But there was like a Christmas essence that trans. I don't know if it's not there as much anymore. Like even if you walked into malls,
yes,
it's not as the way it used to be. Before, I feel like there was a Christmas vibe that was there, and vibe. I'm not talking just about presents, just a vibe. I mean, it's because we were young.
I think it's because I don't think it's because we were young. Because even my kid, like, she's never excited for Christmas. You're excited for because 24th ni birthday ya cousin wake. And it's normally celebrated on the 25th in a combined on a Christmas. That's what she looks forward to. She's gagging akisema like, it's Christmas. She never even asks for Christmas presents. That's now I'm feeling guilty. Like, damn, maybe we should be getting this kid Christmas presents. Because my kid never asks for a Christmas present. And normally, because mum get your presents randomly, Christmas is never, you understand? Does that make sense?
Like our parents used to save the best for last. Eh?
When we're young is when you get Christmas present surprise, like maybe from under age 10, 11. There at some point Christmas now you'd go pick out what you want.
Yes.
That's within budget. So not at anything. But it was not that you don't want any surprises, because they're like, hey, I mean, I know exactly what I want. I don't want a surprise.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you don't like the surprise. Eh?
Man. Yeah. Even birthdays, man. Mm. Birthdays, we'd have to, so of course we're brothers, so we'd always look out for each other.
Because
Honestly, the folks will ask your siblings, what do you want? Make sure, man, get the right thing, mother.
Yeah, oh.
If it's a specific, do you guys remember Cartoon Network Action Man? Do you remember Action Man? Action Man. It was an action figure.
Yes.
So those action figures had different renditions. So maybe you want the one that's like a soldier or the one that's a karate guy. And then if they get you the one that's not, they fumbled, Annie. Like that's not the one you wanted.
Now, but Sas, you have to act surprised and appreciative at the same time.
Yeah, you have to.
I was watching kids getting crazy over gifts that they felt like they didn't deserve them.
Want?
Yes. Nearly check your American kids.
I wanted a Samsung. Then he breaks the monitor. So junior.
I'm
like,
it was crazy.
Yeah.
My parents was, as much as we had that, bro, my parents would still kick your ass if you tried some shit like that, bro.
It was crazy.
So what did you guys do for Christmas?
My Christmases have been predictable, like for the last 10 years. I'm on my last 11 Christmases, because it's always about the family, but now family aside their wife. Why? Because it's closer. Like, ocha ya wife ni utawala.
Okay.
You understand? So that's the kind of thing that we do every year, because mistaki kwenda ocha, because it's too hectic. Number one, it's too expensive, too dangerous. Like, people just drive like they're in a hurry.
That's but nowadays, you can... for the company I work for has pretty decent, decently priced tickets.
I can do that, but I'd have to have planned it kitambo ndio ni book mapema.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because if you book too close, it becomes a problem.
And right now we're full.
Yeah, saizi niko sure mko full kabisa, because nili notice na tukienda, was it funeral ya Zach, kumbuka? Like, tukienda funeral ya Zach. That's what I noticed, like, damn, you guys, I love the best thing, like, about the company you work for is you always keep time, like, 95%.
In fact, I'll shout them out, because us guys take OTP so seriously, on-time performance, like, we have it down to a science, bro. Like, our departures are always within plus minus two. Yeah, and then once in a while, maybe we'll have a maintenance issue with one aircraft, so it's pulled out of service, and that day just goes into shit. Yes. But now that day on Twitter, bro, oh my God, we've been at the airport for 7 hours. So you can end up thinking that we don't keep time, yet we have the best time record in the country.
I think more understand why people lose their shit. It's because normally, when it comes to plane tickets, you plan your day around something. Understand?
That's true.
The only reason, I'm at the airport for plane it, okay, 6 a.m., is because I have a funeral. So if kama your funeral laiko, like kulikuwa na best day to flani, like anitokwa Chalo. Chalo was on that flight and on back kwa flight ya 8 p.m. akirudi, sindio? So he alirudi the same day. Because him, he had planned his day design, alikuwa anajua he'd make it. Me, I always plan my day with what if. So it's rare sana upata nimeenda asubuhi, nikarudi jioni. I've done that before na Mombasa, but it's rare sana. Normally, I always nikitravel leo, narudi kesho.
Coming back the same day is tiring.
Yeah.
Because it means you're up early. Your whole day is rigged around travel.
Yeah. So, kulikuwa na hiyo alafu Cape Town. Cape Town ilikuwa aje to?
Oh, Cape Town was beautiful, man. First international trip with my wife.
Yeah.
We've been on a few vacations, but first time traveling abroad with her. Much needed, especially the season I was going through that time. I was struggling kidogo just before that. But just before that, I was able to put a lid on it, just before it traveled. And for me, it was like a reset. Cape Town is beautiful. It just makes you realize how much Nairobi is a scam. Everything in Nairobi is more expensive. Good food is more expensive here.
Yes.
Travel around Nairobi is more expensive if you're using Uber. I found clothes are cheaper and better quality. Then nobody does. That's a big one.
That's a big plus.
And Cape Town is just so beautiful. And so ironic, because Cape Town is run by the DA party in SA. That's the predominantly white party. And you can just see the difference with Cape Town and Johannesburg, for example. Cape Town is just well better kept and run, man. It's a beautiful place. Highly recommend anyone if you're ever planning to travel. I'd even say before you go to Dubai, go to Cape Town, man.
Yeah. Cape Town is beautiful, man. And okay. it's sad that vile tu kitu umetoka kusema, yeah, white, black. It's sad that kuna tasa zingine, I think because of the shit that we went through, we want to make wealth so fast that we end up fucking up a good thing. Because when I hear, I think there were images in Kwanambua, these are Durban, yes?
Mm.
And Durban is run by MSO ANC, the same thing in Joburg. And they are shitoles.
Kabisa.
They've turned them into shitoles. And you're there like, why are you doing that? Don't just...
You know, the Afrikaners had a... There's a book that was out, maybe I'll ask whoever does your editing to find it out, maybe if it's there, that captures the essence of what the Afrikaans did in terms of self-enrichment,
yes,
while maintaining development. They had a 20-80 rule. You cannot eat more than 20% of whatever is meant for development. So it's not that they didn't get filthy, absolutely rich,
yes,
but they were able to keep themselves at bay. And of course, South Africa ended up being what it's being what it is infrastructurally. Yes. You know? So in come the Africans, and it moves from 80-20, 50-50, 40-60. At some point now, it's like 90-10. Kenya is actually, I think Kenya is 90-10, man.
Yeah, Kenya is 90-10. Kenya, it's so ridiculous because...
You develop yourself first.
And think about it. If Kenya is 90-10...
And we can run.
And it's running the way it's running. Imagine if it was at even 50.
Without resources.
Imagine.
Don't even have gold or anything. I'm easy mind.
We don't have gold. I thought
not in big deposits.
I thought there's 800 billion deposit funds anywhere.
Kuna nani, yeah, kuna mtu alikuwa anasema that it's going to Gashagwa. Saying it's worth trillions. And I would not be surprised. If they've told us it's worth 680 billion. And we know they always
steal. And that's 10%.
Yeah, 10%. That means they've
already put.
Yes, it's ridiculous. Because
Kitambo we had titanium back in the day.
Yeah.
Now I think it's exhausted.
I've heard people saying that a lot of times these elections that we see about UDA and Azimio and Jubilee and NASA, at their core, it's about minerals. It's not that you're about anything other than that. It's just that doesn't make it to the mainstream. But they are fighting for control of these things. And these things are mined apparently in a very covert kind of way. I mean, who's your minister for mining right now?
It's Joho.
Why mining?
Allegedly.
What is he good at? Allegedly.
Undermining.
It's crazy, but when you think about to go back to your story, like Cape Town, when I look at Cape Town and I look at Nairobi, I wouldn't even go. Nezatokata Cape Town yende. I was watching Wodemaya, and I've been talking about this, and I was looking at how much Addis Ababa is changing. Addis Ababa is changing at such a fast rate that inacha Nairobi nyuma. And don't forget, Nairobi has always been the shit. But because of elections, I feel like we are always 24/7 to go in election mode. So since to go in election mode, we'll allow things that should not be allowed because we are afraid of losing elections. So somehow the Kenyan government has figured out that there are more boda-boda riders than there are passengers in Kenya, ama there are voters in Kenya. So the boda-boda industry has been given this free rein where they can do anything. Shall notice.
And start with traffic rules.
Yes, they can literally do anything. Design.
Can ban a car. You can skip traffic. But it's common consensus that traffic rules don't apply to them. At a roundabout, everyone has stopped for traffic lights. And by the shout out Nairobians, I feel like people are starting to respect traffic lights in a profound way. Sometimes you find even like there are no cars and guys are still stopped. You still have the odd one guy who's just a dead continuing. But borders, I hold my beer, those guys.
They're doing reconstructions in Tao around that Tombea statue. So it's just, inspecting, trying to walk on a pavement. I was trying to walk on a pavement. Then see a border.
We're talking
about. Because he was using the pavement.
You see, Nakwambia.
But you said there are more than voters, huh?
See, that's what the politicians will have us believe. We are the majority. So we cannot allow a minority to control everything, be able to cause accidents with no accountability, create all the chaos katikati ya tao, mobs, and then justify it ati they are looking, they are wanajitafutia. Kama unajitafutia and it comes at the price of people losing their lives. Kusajua, they go au gonga watu.
Yeah. Like if you knock me, zote. If you knock me, I wouldn't be here right now. Yeah. Maybe I've been nursing some injuries.
Plus, the border dynamic is a problem of the failure of our government. Because sawa, it was cute when Kibaki came and empowered guys.
Mm.
Good. But that cannot be the solution to our transport needs in terms of...
Which country?
As a country continues to develop, borders cannot be... Right now, once in a blue moon, I will use a border.
Mm.
But it's because of how limited our road network is. Mm. Because Misisi was saying, as a foreigner, he was saying, he's like, I put it in his exact words, for the way Nairobians like to get it in, like, you know, like going to work, he's like, our roads just don't suffice. Like, he's like, you guys don't have enough
roads,
infrastructure for the kind of activity that you guys get up to.
Like, the flow.
He's like, what is all, why is it so
narrow?
Why aren't you going up? Why aren't there many levels to many roads? Why is it just this one way?
Bottleneck.
And then now, borders are the solution.
Mm.
But what does that look like in 10 years from now? It's a problem.
No, it's Mumbai.
Yeah.
It's Mumbai. So,
it's going to come at the price of getting one person who's a visionary. Like, my juice really scared this thing, and I don't know how true this is, but I think Sakaja announced he was trying to come up with trams. See, yo? So your trams, those
but
two trains.
But he said that's light rail. He said
that to get
voted in and he lied to us. We've never heard about it since.
Ali said, Mama Juzi. And when he said that, I remember learning that in China they are doing the same thing, but without kudig barabara. Because the time you kudig barabara, it's going to take too long, yes? So the Chinese are apparently doing this by just marking the rail. Alafu yo train itakuwa ikipitia, like using AI and what. We have very good internet. Hakuna mtu anaweza nikonvince otherwise. That means we can also do it the same way. And I feel like Africa, shida yetu ya Africa ni we don't want to skip steps. Look at our SGR. Uhuru wako anataka kuskip step ya le locomotive, gari la moshi.
Mm.
So we had to go through that. But since hatukuwa na nini, tuko tunafaa kuskip hiyo step, we go direct kwa speed.
But locomotives, locomotives look funny.
Yeah. Sinakwambia.
In today's times, they look funny. Mm. But Sakaja historically used this to campaign to win last time.
Okay.
And before he even ran, when he was still super senator, he went on how many canvassing trips or tama, what are they called?
Hizo wanazitaga benchmarking.
Benchmarking trips to... I know he took pictures with the city planner for New York, you know, trying to sensitize myself on city planning. So that when I bring light rail, bro, what's he on? Light rail. And right now it's coming up against what he can bamboozle guys again for. I think this government, what they're trying, and it seems to work in a way, because all human beings tend to be wishful. We're all wishful. You wanna, our company does it. The other day I posted a meme of, because we operate one kind of aircraft.
Yes.
One specific type. Fantastic aircraft. But every pilot's dream is always to keep upgrading in terms of size of aircraft and technology.
Yenye na kwa gani ile MRA? I don't know.
It's a Dash 8 Q400. Fantastic machine. But like I'm saying, every pilot wants to scale. So... because we're one of the most qualified crew in the country, we can easily transfer our expertise elsewhere. So they know that. So every year management tries to dangle the carrot for, you know, we're thinking about getting Airbuses. And then that will keep guys...
So that you stick around.
Yeah, that will keep guys for an extra year, extra. To go like, you know, I've been here 5 years. Why don't I just wait? If I bring Airbuses, I'll be first in line. It's the same tactic these guys are using for development. You know, maybe let's Singapore, Simbaya, you know, Singapore, light rail, tram. Sakaja, I've seen you before, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you just hit a pothole in Najambia, it's only a matter of time. Singapore is coming.
What do you think of the 5 trillion? 5 trillion. Have you got enough? You should get a financial guy here to do.
Because I saw a video today. Yeah, what's his name? Irongo Nyakera. And he was saying that
smart
we are
guy.
Being overcharged. like history, even this Mauri Roni Road, eh? He was saying like it's double the price. And you see, hiyo ndio shida ya Kenya. Like, because utapata already, the first people wale walifanya, walikuwa tayari washai overquote, si ndio? And then now these people have overquoted it again. So I remember seeing that. I think we can see that clip. It was just something.
Pipaton County Nairobi, Bwana Irungu Nyakera, ambaye pia ni mwenyeji wa kiti cha ugavana 2027. Mheshimiwa, barabara ya Rironi Mau Summit, wewe ulikuwa PS wa roads. Wakati huo, swala hili lilikuwa kwenye desk yenu. What happened?
Hiyo project ilikuwa ile priority project za former President Uhuru Kenyatta.
Mm.
Na hiyo ndio ilikuwa trip yake ya mwisho akiwa president, yenye alienda kule France akutana na President Macron.
Mm-hmm.
Walikuwa na fund hiyo project kutoka kwa French government. Wakapatia contractor wa France at a tender price ya 1.3, the cost ilikuwa 1.3 billion euros.
Mm.
Ama 190 billion shillings.
Za Kenya.
Mm. Venye hii serikali iliingia tu hivi, wakakansel hiyo tender.
Huh?
Wakakansel, I think walikuwa na mtu wao.
Na si deposit ilikuwa imesalipwa?
Kila kitu kimeshafanywa.
Na mtu wao ni China?
Wamechange to China?
Mm. I even know a bit about, I'll tell you off camera, about the kind of intricacies that attach that Chinese deal. I know someone who's positively affected from that. But obviously they'll cancel because the kind of money they stand to make from...
But you know the messed up thing is China, because in Europe, what would I know, why do they cancel the EU contract? Because I think within EU law, those people are not allowed to bribe. Najevo? They're not allowed to bribe. Mm. So yes, go look for your business in Africa, but do not bribe. East, inakogani sisi wenyewe, zero corruption. But if those fools want you to bribe them because it's coming from their pockets.
Yeah.
So China still makes it 190 billion. These fools make their extra 100 billion. And it comes at the price of affecting a country's economy for generations to come. You're already a fucking billionaire. How much is enough?
Not even a billionaire. These guys, we need to stop the understating. These guys are not only, some of these guys like are not just billionaires. They're not only just dollar billionaires. Now they are centennial billion, like they've crossed the 10 billion,
yes.
$10 billion mark, bro. Mm. How much? Come on.
How much is enough? Alafu sa hiyo, you could create a legacy like ingine, but hey, wacha tusike. So amesema, it was supposed to cost 190 billion.
He's not, sorry, before you continue, he's now going for Kericho. I thought he was going for Nairobi.
See, he's going for Nairobi.
Oh, okay. Because that was exciting. I mean, he's... Mm.
For,
I watched him here actually.
Yeah,
extremely sharp guy. Eh?
Yeah, very. Yeah, one of the really best. Good,
he looks like he enjoys his whiskey though.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, because that happened at Uhuru.
Yeah, he has had Kahau yesterday. Last night he had a few doubles.
Ni Kauji.
So, watch out, Ske. How much now it's costing? Eh? From 190 billion.
Walikuwa janza kujenga, lakini already walikuwa nisha sign contract.
Mm-hmm.
Ili waeze kukansu, ilibidi walipe Vinci 7.3 billion shillings. Ile ya kukansu tu.
Mm.
Then from there, hii yenye imesainiwa. Yenye imesainiwa sasa, it's costing $2.25 billion. Ama $290 billion. Kwa hivyo miongeza...
Which is
$100 billion more. Eh?
So, at some point we have to ask ourselves, how sustainable is this? Like, ikikuwa every deal that happens in this country, someone has to benefit on a personal level.
But let me ask you guys, is the wealth that these guys are creating for themselves, is it existential wealth in terms of they need it to keep the power thing going? Or what is it for?
I don't think...
It's like a portion, like this 40% is just to keep my empire going. The rest is for me to enjoy. Because when are they enjoying it?
I think you need to also protect it. They feel like if we have this amount of money, eventually, if someone else comes in and try something, I can still be able to either bribe them or destabilize the country enough for them to just, you understand? So I feel like Neol. But it's very sad when you think about 100 billion and what that can do for Kenya. Because number one, if you are to ask me, would I go with a French company or a Chinese company? I'll always choose Chinese. And the reason I'll choose Chinese is I can ask them, give me the future. how does the future look like? Nacheki, use this project to advertise China to the rest of Africa. Give me a wild road. Give me barabara na ingia nikiwa juu na toka nikiwa chini. You know what they've done with Chongqing, yeah. Their city of yeah. theirs. See, the reason with them is, you see, Japan was already developed, yes? So Japan has not stretched engineering to the levels that China is doing right now. Because China is like that excited kid who discovers that, you know what, I can actually be good at this. So I'm going to do the most ridiculous things ever. And that's what they're doing with their roads, with their infrastructure, with their public transport system. Like, even solution to your traffic, Musamagani, very simple. All I'll do is get one of those driverless buses in China, put it on the road, and niambia watu kigonga hii gari, fine ni 100,000 or 200,000. People will behave. Kutakuwa tu hiyo basi inakuja. Hiyo basi haijali ati wewe umeswitch lanes. So now you have to stick to your lane because that bus inakuja.
But just think about Nairobi and most middle-aged guys. Mm. We're middle-aged, eh?
Yeah.
We're middle-aged.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Our biggest, okay, some of our biggest aspirations are to own a home.
Yes.
Just generally lead a nice life, right?
Mm-hmm. Soft but, life.
Where Nairobi has reached its boast, when will we be able to afford a house within Nairobi? If you want to...
itakuwa ngumu.
Very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if these guys had like a railway network stretching from all the way, like from Nakuru,
mm-hmm.
all the way to like Jomo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you can live...
Anywhere.
Mm.
At some point, you just go to the station. I would never have to drive my car to the airport.
Mm.
Just drive my car to the bus, the train station, or take a nice bus to the train station,
mm.
board the train. Within 30 minutes, I'm at the airport.
Mm.
As in, those are not things that are so far-fetched. Even an idiot like me can kind of imagine it.
I think that's why, people who dropped the ball, Uhuru has to be there. Uhuru ni babi. Uhuru ni someone like he's seen all this stuff. Like your Ruto, we can say that he started seeing this stuff when he was older. He started, Uhuru had seen this. For Uhuru to give us an overpriced railway, like the way alitupatia, because SGR, pia, like, you see, I was going to Jimmy Wanjigi says, SGR could have cost, was it 50 billion?
Mm.
And it ended up costing like 10 times more. You see? So Uhuru should have been the guy. Remember when people are saying, Uhuru is corrupt because tayari kuna pesa? He should have been the guy.
But may I blame as a guy who has drunk the been part the of porridge. The dark arts?
Mm.
You cannot be a dark arts guy effectively. Mm. Even if I have the best intentions, and I'm at the helm of power and decision making, but I'm a guy of uji,
mm.
I'll fumble. Guys around me will pilfer. Mm. Guys around me will find ways to circumnavigate me, mm. and I won't mm. have the energy. And the productivity to stop it.
Mm, mm.
This thing for Ruto, he's been ati bro, that guy has been richer longer than he was poor. Significant. He's like 60 now.
Yes, almost. Yes. I'll turn 59. Mm.
That guy started touching money in Kampo, bro.
Yeah, 20 something. Yes. So he's been in it.
He's been wealthy longer than he was poor.
Mm. Plus Ruto is also not a person of Uji.
And he's extremely exposed.
Mm, mm.
So that argument kumtetea in that regard, no.
Zizi, nasema tu ile design, unajua Uhuru was a president before him, yes? So Uhuru could have done all these things. Uhuru should have been the president to say that, you know what, I love cars. We don't have cars where someone can drive a Ferrari kwa hizi barabara zetu. Unajua, you can't.
Man.
Like, you're going to kutasikia that kisa.
I even struggle with that sometimes.
Yes, unachikiyo design. With your Ferrari. Like,
No, with my...
Kitu.
My scooter.
Kitu fani na yosteri yako ya scooter. Do you know that's a decision that someone makes in Kenya? Mtu juliza, I gari, can I actually enjoy it in Nairobi? And then you're like, no, I can't enjoy it. So let me take something that's a little bit raised then. And it's messed up. You're supposed to have... smooth roads. Eh?
And the kind of bumps you have in Nairobi also is bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Like we have bumps like nowhere else in the world, man. Mm. Where some of these bumps you see, bro. That day I dropped someone in Emba.
Mm.
Then I dropped someone else in Syokimau.
Mm.
Mind you, I've lived in Syokimau. But there was a road where I was like, nah, this is like a joke now. The bumps were, I was literally having to go yeah. parallel.
Mm. Then go back.
Yeah, you go.
Circumnavigating.
Ah, no, man.
Go back.
Where unacheza? Kuna hizi nini? I even wonder how you maneuver. I, ukikuja studio hivi, there's that key main role and there's some bad potholes hapo. Do you ever find yourself on that side?
I have once, I think, that day it had rained, I think.
Mm.
Yeah,
they are ridiculous.
Bad puddles, right?
Mm.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's the half
your. And you feel like, it, eh? When you're yeah. you hear that.
Mm. Hey, you're Nigerian.
You feel it, man. You're like.
Because you know, remind you saw when Nani was reviewing Kenya, Kelis, and Kelis was saying that she loves everything except the potholes. She's like, they never repair the potholes, and you're there thinking like. How hard is it not to repair potholes? Kuna boy wangu fulani, he's around right now. And anaitwa Mr. K4. So Mr. K4, of course, Kenyan, based in New Jersey. There's one thing ile nakumbuka tulionaga naye. So there's this day, tuko Jersey. It starts raining, si ndio? And tuko tumeenda pahali. So tukaishia hivi, alafu tukarudi, kwa kejani. Then around lunchtime, I was like, hey, niaje, let me take you somewhere. And we have lunch. Then tukienda, I see these guys on the road with the, I don't know if it's the county uniform with what, and they're sucking water from the road. Now, come to like, can you ask one of can you remember that every time it floods, these guys have to show up. As he, every time it rains and they feel like there's a significant level of water, these guys have to show up and suck the water from the road to just make sure that everything goes back to normal. And I'm there that this is how you create jobs. And that water, and most probably tapata, it's one end and I purify. Yeah. Sindio?
I saw that in Dubai as well. I think I saw
yeah. Sisi, like pothole iko hapo,
like bring boats
majuzi kuna a manhole. Like I was walking with my daughter, tuko tumeenda pale for like breakfast, tukirudi na muonyesha ki manhole kikubwa, na mwambia like, na muuliza, do you and your friends walk around here, because I'm afraid like the ki manhole is big and it's full of water.
Konene, so na cheki unacheki kiti nimekalia ni very comfortable, and saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio, so kama hapa kwa studio utapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good, and that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass, next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So unangoja nini? Majuzi mwa kungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda, and all I can say is yo kitanda haujai kuja na soundtrack, hutasumbua watu. Yeah, so changamka jo. Best Furniture jo. Yeah, cheki ule studio ni ya nguvu eh. Hmm? Na cheki. And uki baki umereach out to Best Furniture, usahau iko nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira inaitwa Ian squeeze one. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best Furniture. Iko nene.
Do you know Hurlingham? I know they fixed it. Mm. You've seen? That road, they fixed it from Arming Square. They're going up.
Mm.
They fixed it. But do you remember how it was just before they fixed it? Like they let it reach the very end.
Mm.
This is not a back street road. This is Arving Square. It's like, how many people use that
yes,
road?
Yes.
But they let it get to like the most shit. And then I've seen another thing Nairobi County like to do. They're trying to floss these street lights and sidewalks that they've done. But notice the camera angles. It was just like three shots they could take up on here, Luthuli. Not Luthuli. Sabina, what's that place where I guess?
Oh, yeah, that's where I was.
There was like
Sabina
four,
Joy.
Yeah, there like four pictures.
These are my areas.
Let's just say that Tomboya used to point at.
It's that way.
It's like this way.
They've done that in a Piapo Kencom. I was seeing like, but they've lit the sidewalks, but it's only between Kencom. And then I think IMAX, where 20th century is.
Mm. And then they've capitalized pictures. But
there's only that can stretch.
But do you think Sakaja stood a chance in terms of what he found once he entered?
Yes, I think Klamtu Semaga that they're not powerful enough. But one of the things I always say about Nairobi is you are, like Sakaja li come with the backing of the president. Have you had the counter argument to Ruto? Like, why can't Ruto do anything that's good? Nagoga Ruto can't do anything that's good because there was, in quotes, a deep state, and the deep state are impending. Why? The deep state supported him, in quotes, but they expected that if he get into power, they can control him. but they can't, you know, you know, one can control someone.
And
so there's been that argument, yeah? So, plane, let me land. So, the argument is, if he can't be controlled, and this is the reason why amekosana na kila mtu, that means that if Sakaja was to tell him, I need to do 1, 2, 3 things, and there's this cartel that has existed since 1963, he'd still be like, fuck that cartel. And they do whatever they want. So I always feel like we give these people excuses when they say they can't implement these things. They can implement. I don't think they have the goodwill ya kutaka ku implement hizi vitu.
And otherwise, Ruto is not controlled.
Yes. Yeah.
The you can tell someone who has a grip on things, yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look at that in the contracts or anything. You can just tell this guy whatever is happening.
Yes,
he's the one who's
at the center.
He's at the center of whatever is happening. And I think, and all of this allegedly.
Yes.
And I think also including Nairobi County.
Mm.
So what I'm asking is, the guy who the governor answers to, did he give him a chance to actually do something? Because remember, doing something in Nairobi County is campaigns for presidency.
Mm.
If imagine if a governor comes and just forgets Nairobi and just makes it this remarkable place. Come on, everyone will be like, this guy can surely be president.
Yes.
But has reached a point, it's like, that's where you're, if you had political, if you had presidential aspirations, that's where you go for them to collapse.
Yeah, because you go there and you mess up Nairobi.
Because the calendar for manifesto is in Ruto's Mbwenya. So if you say you want to do this and I taught you like...
What's Mbwenya? Jacket?
Yes,
coat.
Coat.
Coat, yes. Mm-hmm. So if you say you want to do this, go like, no, this is... This is not your time. This is Narok's time.
Mm.
Yeah. So wait for your turn. Where mambo yako nitakupa? And I think that's how politics is. Because now you want to do something, but there's somehow someone pulling you to actually nini.
But the narrative has shifted, eh?
Mm.
I don't know whether it's fatigue from the us, the people, or propaganda, or just a control of the negative rhetoric. Because Ruto must go. Where is that?
It's starting to fade.
It's
starting to fade. Unajua, that's a fact of fatigue. Kuna fatigue pia, number one. Alafu, he's a politician. I remember kuna time moja when I started analyzing these stories of politics back in the days, I was telling people, the minute we make this thing tribal, Ruto comes back. And that's what has happened, either by design ama by nedi, tumeanza kuwa tribal. We've been taking it to the tribal side. And him, how he's been able to do it, you can look at his speeches. Like I was analyzing him majuzi, and nikaambia, say, this speech is very intentional. When he says, kwanzia mwaka ujao, watu wa Western, hamtai ona barabara kiwa hivi.
Mm.
Wasi upendaka kuenda ocha, wajaka na waluya. If you can actually guarantee them that wataenda ocha, bila ile jam, you're getting votes from them.
They can vote.
You see, so he's able to play. So it's like, if you want to mess with Ruto, don't bring tribalism. The minute you make it a tribe, you make him win. Why? Because akina Uhuru pia, they blundered. They blundered with, remember Tama Juzi when Uhuru was given a chance to bring cabinet secretaries and he just did the whole central thing. That's wrong. That's where Ruto now beats you. Because him is figured out like, damn, I can't rely on the mountain alone. So let me just get every small nini from everywhere and have this national outlook and then go out there and say, look at Gachagua, he's tribal. Look at me. Alafu Gachagua pia makes mistakes every time he talks. Nakaka ile time akisema, hapa Nairobi, tutapata 75 out of 85. Watu wako like, wewe.
That's suspect.
Wewe, you see. So when he does that, Ruto wins points. So that's what's been happening. He's been winning kidogo kidogo. And yeah, kwaza kiweza kudu that road uko.
But don't you find it sad? And I talked to a lot of people. I had a very interesting argument with a friend the other day who so happens to be of that tribe of the president.
Mm.
And the argument, what I realized quickly is, it doesn't matter what we discuss. Mm. And the bedrock of their opinion is tribal.
Yes.
So much so that at some point they said, Ata wewe Kalonzo. I mean, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, oh, I
about
know,
Kalonzo. To me, his track record is garbage.
Yes.
I don't care if he's a Kamba or a Kiko. To me, his track record is garbage. For someone who's been in power or at the seat of power for that long, I feel like he could have done more. And he plays this good guy thing that's just political, in my opinion. So tribe to me, I find, is still so at the center of people's brains that they cannot see that we need to move away from our guy mentality. Our guy doesn't mean he's gonna do shit for you.
Vrome ponga jwe tribe me kumbuka majuzi, like, and I was joking with him. So I was with Ian and a comedian called Maina Murumba. And when we were doing the show, I was like, damn, what can I let out to Mulima? I did a video where someone questioned where if that girl could hold the tree for 72 hours. You remember Trufena?
Yes, yes, yes.
When I hear that, personally, I look at it strictly from a scientific point of view. So I remember niki googled, like, the amount of lactic acid buildup would be crazy. Like, you can't stand for that amount of time because the lactic acid buildup would be, you know, like,
yeah,
okay, yeah. Kwa, eh. So that was number one. Number two, ilikuwa, what else? Your urine. If you stayed for 3 days without urinating, most probably you can mess up your kidneys. Yes? So looked at all these things and did a show around it. I was like, yeah, there's this guy who's done this and done this and that. And there were more than three statements. Ile zilikuwa like, unachukia mlima. Hakuna kitu mtu wa mlima anezafanya. They're like, what the fuck?
Oh, she was a
few. I've done everything based on science. I was not even looking at her tribe.
Yeah.
It looked like someone else started this conversation. And I was like, afu uta notice even till by the time.
So she didn't hug the tree first and foremost.
See, she hugged the tree.
No, for 72 hours.
But 72 hours, that's where science and her disagree. Because science is saying it's an impossibility. Yana sema alifanya. Nachiki. There are people who are saying they could watch her from their window. Which, maybe it's possible.
Aye, but impossible. 72, let's
72 hours without 72 sleep. Without sleep and flinching. Without whatever.
Ah,
yes.
Bah,
so,
without bathroom breaks.
Alafu pia, without bathroom breaks, without a diaper, without... When you look at all these factors, because a lot of people pia assume that the only time we secrete stuff ni when we take in something. Like, usipokunywa maji utakojoa. Utakojoa Buddha.
Yeah, that's true.
Utakojoa. The color of the mkojo will be different, but it's going to come out. Our body is always... Inasamakanaka, we have water. Percentage water. We have a lot of water.
65, 70.
Yeah. 65 to 70.
So there's always some water to push out. So, will I bring up that? And then I remember, like, I joked about it, badaina kina Ian, but then, badaina kachiniko, like, this is sad. The fact that we will never... even have a discussion that's non-political and not bring up tribe. Like, even a non-political
debate. How has that stayed in the psyche of people? I wonder, like...
I don't know. Man. I don't know. It's but it has to change. And I always say, like, it's going to change with a leader that shows up and is there, like, it's strictly merit. Haijalishi nini. I don't think... Unajua, there's this mentality that's always been. And I'd still go back to Uhuru, because Kibaki at the beginning alijaribu, then he messed himself up, yes? But this thing of just because you've voted for me, I need to get, just because this tribe has majorly voted for me, I need to get people from that same tribe for the cabinet. I don't think the average Kenyan cares. If you are to be like, yes, nyindo mlinivotia, but I'm going to get the most competent amongst you in this country, I don't care the tribe, we'd go very far, because optics matter, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
But as long as imekuwa ni hivyo, unaga ile time, Gashagwa kibonga jua shareholders, what it does is, it brings this very competitive, whatever that we have, attitude. Shai notisigyo, the attitude inakuwaga, sisi tukingia power, sisi ukowewe na nani? Nachiki, like some random guy on the streets, atakuambia, sisi tukingia power, ukowewe na nani? Understand? Because that's an individual. Ruto is an individual. William Samoei Ruto is an individual. Before he's Kalenjin, he is William Samoei.
But the divide and rule is strong, man. We've been divided and we're being ruled among many lines, man.
Yeah.
Class, tribe. It's so unfortunate. And the powers that be are just there watching, getting richer.
But they've managed to make it like this their game. And they're the ones, you know, controlling the rules.
But we feed into it.
Working here, it's like, it's our people, it's my person versus mumtu mwingine. And I was even comparing the Western elections. You'd hardly notice if there's campaign in Netherlands, campaign in France, campaigns. US, yes, kuna kwanga na hizo nini hawks na nini, but when they... this guy started even posting their nini their votes by mail kitambo.
Mm.
So for them it's not the politicians deciding, it's the people deciding.
Mm.
And even how the media portrays campaigns in Kenya ni kinyanganyiro.
Mm. And then also the
Kivumbi.
The another game, know? Another game they've mastered is the the players are the same, including the bench.
Mm.
Ruto, Uhuru, Baba just left us, Kalonzo, Martha Karua, Mudavadi. I mean, these are the same guys we've seen all our lives. Anyone knew whatever can be said about a guy like Morara. But I understand his rhetoric now. He's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I
feel him at the core. He's like, you motherfuckers think...
You don't want to change.
I actually tried to change shit for you. You turned on me.
We want thugs.
Me, I'm a rich guy. Mm. Fuck you guys.
Yeah.
I get it.
You more understand.
Because like, look at it like this. It's as we've been brainwashed to know like campaigns are for the ones...
We have money.
For the one who has muscle.
Mm.
For the one who has street muscle.
Because
we've been doctrined for the idea that a politician... is someone who can, you know, be able to influence or force his way to the parliament.
Yes.
So that's why you go for goons.
And we don't even...
Because if I'm going against you and maybe you had served time, and I've never served time, I have a clean record.
When so you're like,
man, we can't post Ian. You know, Ian can't be able to deal with... Deal with what? It's just... implementing policies.
And plus, if everyone votes...
It's just your signature.
Let's say Okia, who's weirdly quiet right now. I'm sure maybe it's tactic.
Yeah.
But let's say everyone just voted for him.
He'd win.
They cannot rig him out, Bana.
They can't.
Mm.
Like, they can't. And you cannot tell me the powers that be won't be forced to hand over.
Mm. They'll hand over.
They'll hand over. But let me ask you, it's starting to look more and more. Like, this guy can come back. And I'm not saying that, please, don't buy into that rhetoric if you're watching. But somehow it's entering our psyche.
Kevin Bain, even that Eric guy.
No.
Eric guy has been paid.
I'm actually warning the people because I'm seeing how it's infiltrating our psyche that this guy should come back or can come back.
Yes.
We're being dangled with Singapore. Bro, Singapore, come on, guys. If Singapore has not happened now, it won't happen. It won't happen.
And
not voting this guy doesn't mean you vote Kalonzo either. Let's make the right choices, guys. Let's make the right choices, man. And why is there no more clamor for the ballot? I'm a young run, man.
But Kenyans don't want change.
Because they wouldn't want.
They wouldn't want change. Ukweli. Kenya, number one, Kenyans don't want change. Number two, I think it's either Socrates or Plato. One of them said that all votes should not be equal. And I believe that. History of votes being equal, of course, there's nothing we can do about it. But all votes should not be equal. And that's the reason even why America had the Electoral College.
Mm. But see, that's
the way they're supposed to use it, they never use it the way they were supposed to use it.
You know, that's a very, and in many cases, you can agree that it's a very capitalistic outlook.
Mm.
Because it benefits those with the capital, for people to not have an equal say.
Yes. Because angalia hivi.
You don't want it like, to be fair if you're the one
the average. The average. Like, we're trying to imagine that goon who's paid 200 shillings has the same voting power as me and you in Nairobi. You understand? That goon does not care who is at the helm. As long as I'm put a 200 shillings yake. Now, unagi, even the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is a better Nairobi is better for all of us.
Is that like a poverty thing benefit. Where you can't see
beyond? At some point, it's stupidity. It's not even about poverty.
Because you can still take the Ruabe.
Mm. Yes, even
me, I can take the money, by the way.
And do the right thing.
Sudi. I can take 200 million.
Sudi, I can take the money.
And vote you.
But it doesn't mean I won't vote.
Sudi.
Yes.
I know, I always imagine Sudi's up within those circles, you know.
Yeah.
Or rather, but is it Itumbi? Yeah, I can take the money. Can do your bidding, but I still will vote.
Yeah, Utafanya tuingia kwa shida. Acha, I always laugh because I see, I'll wake up and I hear some of the most ridiculous things. And I'd want kusikia take yako on this. Majuzi kuna vile, what's his name? Gaido was saying that he's going to make so much noise about the death of Jirongo that the US will sanction, the US will sanction Kenya. And I remember when I heard that, I just started laughing. Like, this guy, in his world, the US cares about Jirongo. So, am I the one who's crazy? I'm a, like, first, let's say all, right now.
Where is Gaido? Let's start. Where is he?
Hakuna watu wanasema yuko Cameroon, wengine wanasema yuko Kenya, but I think he's somewhere, because alikuwa anasema there's something where he implied that hayuko around. But I remember looking at him and thinking, like, this is someone I used to take as, in quotes, an intellectual. For him to think that, even if there's video evidence of nani Jirongo kudedishwa, there's nothing that the Kenya government would do. Let's not even go far. Saudi Arabia.
Jamal
Khashoggi. These people know very well that Jamal, but US you interests, should, the Saudi Arabia, are much bigger. Sindio?
You should stay from that one, because you'll be traveling. Those guys have very strict rules about
Saudi
entering their country, if you've ever said.
I mean, Miss Suzy and the Saudi.
Oh, you didn't go?
Oh, shit.
No, he was there.
My favorite.
Ati, what's in Saudi, bro? Right now?
Cardi B and Anthony Joshua.
Bro, it's a bag. You get what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Miss Suzy. Like, if the only place there's a potato bag in Saudi, I'll take
it. Africa, we've been watching your content. Nice. We think you can bring a lot of value. Come and sensitize them. Nice. All Africa. We have
so the 50, same way.
$75,000 per day.
I'd say no.
What if even Khashoggi was, that's too far. We had RSF happen in Sudan. What did the US do?
That was
level of ethnic cleansing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the videos were there for TikTok.
Even satellite images.
Even you, the guy, the general, commanding all those troops.
But I like what Trump, I had a family discussion there, they were discussing politics globally, and they were saying how, I like how, we appreciate how Trump, hate him or love him, has cut the bullshit where that guy is doing business on the world stage. He's removed the pretense around politics where, you know, politicians used to try and give a narrative that it's pro-people, not business behind the scenes.
Yes.
Well, most politics is run, especially in capitalistic countries, through interests and negotiation of interests. If you look at all these peace deals he's signing, even the ones that don't end up holding water. If I were to read those peace deals, it's interests that are being bargained.
Yes, Ulisika Kiongeja Rwanda.
It's not that he tell Ian's guys to put their arms down because they need to be peaceful and let everyone just get along. It's more about, hey, tell Ian that consignment or that specific area of mines won't be touched with.
Yeah.
Let's agree that you keep that one, you keep that. It's all business, man. And I think now it's becoming more open.
Ulisikia kibonga juya Congo. They told me, come take our minerals. Come take... How could say my evil? But he's like a...
No, but he's
like... Look at him. Look at him.
Tshikedi. Tshikedi, now when the pressure was getting really hot, hey, bro, he was like, America, come we talk. You break you off, protect me, Bazi. I'm struggling here, man. I'm under attack from all sides. Come, we break you off something here. You guys just protect my interest.
It's funny, if I had such a deal, I always picture it in my head. If I had such a deal, I'd look to the east. US would be angry at me, but I'd actually sit down with the Chinese and I'd be like, help me turn this country into a first world country, and I give you a percentage of minerals there, because we are not using them. Why? The Chinese right now have a military that can handle Congo, can handle Rwanda so easily. You understand? Like the Chinese. So you are like, yo, China is one of the few countries that the US can't just wake up and attack. Kuna besti yangu uhate kabisa nikisema hivyo. But China is actually one of the few countries in the world ile US haizi amka. Because China saizi wako na weapons ile, hata US haijui wako na weapons gani. The same way US wako na weapons ile, China haijui. You understand? Those two right now are same level. Like it's, of course, the US spend a big chunk of their budget on military. So that's the reason why the US now is in a bakinyuma, because they spend so much on defense. So might they be having superior weapons? Maybe. But China somehow can protect themselves. If the US struggle, will really struggle na Iraq na kina Afghanistan against China,
but,
it would be a problem.
But America is still powerful in that. The same way we had an amazing episode with Mwafko, check it out on every other time with Eric Mwafrika, talks about some of his plights with the platforms he's experienced.
Yes.
And in the same vein, you see Kagame being cut to size all around, because Kagame, on a smaller level, has tried talking the way Gaddafi was talking, without the level of resources Gaddafi had. Gaddafi, Libya had some of the biggest oil reserves. He could let his nuts hang to some level.
Yes.
He let them hang too far, they cut them off. You know, they killed him. But now there are times Kagame on the world stage has said some rhetoric that the West will never allow Africans to... We're telling you off and then you're telling us back off publicly. You know, in their minds, they're like, who the fuck does this guy think he is? So they'll keep pushing back, they'll keep pushing back. Right now, as you speak, Kagame has banned his cabinet from traveling. And for obvious reasons. Because if a foreign entity wants to topple you, they look for someone to replace you. Yeah, so he's paranoid. But all of that stems from the rhetoric that he's been... You've seen him telling off journalists.
Yes, yes.
When they tell him about, what do you call this, human rights. Like, he's like, how can the West tell us about human rights? What? It's the correct rhetoric, but bro, they won't let you.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous waters. But yeah, watch an interrupt show. Kuku remind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni Ekonene. Usisahau pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki, umegeta sign up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. In the process, una support Ekonene. So usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Na cheki. So, yo, unataka, yo nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, bila nasema. Tumia promo code Ekonene, alafu send at least $50, sindio? Utapata bado yo $20 sign up reward. Alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. Na usahau, ni festive season. Hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini? Inaendelea between 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So baki umechangamuka. Yeah, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Yeah? Wacha so turudi kwa show. But nini, tukitoka kwa easy story tumebonga kiasi. Before you traveled to Cape Town, you're telling me that you're going through a lot of personal shit, eh? And I remember ukiniambia that nikirudi maybe I might be ready to talk about it. So are you ready to talk about it? Are you in a better space mentally? Like, well, what was this struggle that you're going
to
go?
To put it simply, you know, I've shared my story publicly. I mean, I've struggled with addiction, booze, sana sana. So I had a brief moment where I took a peek behind the curtain. Anyone with a calculator can do that math, what that math means.
Yes.
And of course, for that short period of time, my life took a hit. You know, I almost, I risked a lot of things at that moment. So now for me, what I've been trying to do, first of all, I also realize I've grown a lot. Sana. Since the older version of me.
Yes.
4.5 years I was able to maintain. I've developed quite an arsenal of tools to actually fight the battle, even after having a challenge. So I was able to bounce back pretty fast. Of course, I had a lot of friends also who helped me. Or rather, a few friends, mainly my wife also. But so now I've been trying to tackle the issue. I know off camera we're talking about therapy.
Yes.
And I always say, if you can afford therapy, treat yourself, because it's as good as, you know, a lot of people go through life without ever taking supplements. Yet supplements are good for you.
Yes.
If you can afford them, take them, you know. So now I've been trying to get to the crux of where that problem started, because I was fine. Why did I feel the need to take a peek behind the curtain? And what came out was this glaring thing around how I manage my rest and fatigue. I always say it's understated. You know, people only see me on the camera. Either on my show, your show, the trio, Sajid. But behind the scenes, you guys, I have a serious, very demanding job. where even people who are at my job who don't do anything on the side struggle with fatigue. So me, I'm doing that and this and just other aspirations. So sometimes I don't get enough rest. And having a rest deficit or a fatigue looming, the first place the brain of an addict goes is release. And then how do I know, how does my brain remember how to release? It's pint. It's alcohol. So that searching for that reprieve started in my moments of being tired. And then I let it build. And then I let it build. I let it build. Culminating, of course, in me taking a peek behind the curtain. But I mean, happy to report that I'm back. I had a very sober trip. By the time I went to Cape Town, I had put a lid on it. Also, the stakes right now in my life are so high.
Yes.
I understand that in a fundamental way. Like, I have a wonderful wife. I have my career. I have all these dreams and aspirations. When I actually just sat with myself and I was like, wait a minute. You can't throw this all away, Bana. You can't risk all of this and start again. So I was able to catch what self-care is what I'm trying to emphasize. Self-care, rest. Listen to your signals in terms of where am I thinking that I'm thinking? You know, where am I thinking that I'm thinking? Where is now alcohol in back in the atmosphere of my thoughts? Question it. Don't just exist. Challenge those moments, So, I mean, I would not have it. I was reflecting today on the three episodes I do with Sajid and Farid. My best year still, ever. Despite the crazy challenge, my best year, made the most money, lost the most money, learned the most lessons. And those moments of kuteleza are the best for self-reflection, man. If you learn the lesson within it and you actually sit with yourself and be true to yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, this is what happened. This is what you can learn so that next time you don't trip up. There's nothing better than that. And life is not this linear thing.
Yes.
It's quite...
It's a zigzag.
But I'm way better for it. I'm way better for that. What was packaged in my life as, oh man, you fucked up, for me has come out and shown me parts of me that are not yet explored.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I won't lie to you. Like, I was worried when you told me that. Because you know what I could do. It's like Eric himself who told me, like, you know what? I had this small whatever. So, can you tell me? Because it's a damn. Because I've seen addiction now from my family side. Yes. And it's always a disaster. So it's good, Yako, like you snapped out of it so fast.
And shout out my loved ones, my wife especially. Yeah, man. She was there through it. And, you know, with grace.
Yes.
And sometimes you also just need to be reminded who you are. Because in those moments, when you wake up like, I fucked up. You start forgetting all the positives you've done, even to yourself. You forget.
Yeah, because... I think nini viletu mesema 2025 has been a good year podcasting. Sidio kuspia Eotwe. I think right now Eotwe is a household name. Like ukiambia gatu to Eotwe. People know.
I think I started the year off at like 7,000, 8,000. I finished at least 33,000.
Shit, that's dope.
I've had my biggest interview so far, of course. It's been a good year, but my career has maintained. I've become a better pilot. Every time I go for a sim check, I've improved and improve after. So I'm happy with it, man. I have learned, most importantly, as I'll tell people, and not just within the scope of addiction. The good thing about therapy is you look into corners of yourself, either you've suppressed or you've just never gone. I'd suggest you don't have to be going through a crisis to do therapy.
Yes.
It's just self-improvement. You just come out of it a better person. Yeah.
I woke up in his end up on Sasgren Nafanya iko ni nataka tu kunyonga ni.
Tell us. Tell us. Sasa ukisikia kunyonga. Kwa hiyo no joking, but and therapy is not
I understand.
Like what would therapy for Ian be like now? Because for us, I would say, for us, we think like we don't have a vice or something. Sindio?
But how I put it, just to answer simply, like
building a self defense,
not even offense, because sometimes you're shown things about you you've never acknowledged until yes. you're shown.
Mm.
Like you'll be asked about your life, so what do you struggle with? And then you'll be shown things about yourself. Bro, there's so much panel beating everybody needs.
Mm.
Yeah. We go through life for the most part, we go through life as lesser versions of what we can be.
Yes.
Mm.
And a lot of the times it's because we don't know or we're not acknowledging. Yeah. Mm. Like when you went to gym for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah. That's something you explored this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you feel like this is a whole other world you had never explored?
Mm.
And you felt some of the benefits of, yes. wow, I'd never even tried.
Sijamaliza mwaka vizuri.
No, it's okay. But mm-hmm. at least now already you have the idea of how your physique can be better and what yes. it takes.
Mm.
The same applies even mentally.
Because mm.
yeah.
mm. next year I want to be more disciplined because I've learned memorizing work. I think it was last week. I needed to do a few things. Najua, I don't know if I should give this story, but I don't know if you've ever heard the story that I had a fake driving license for a very long time.
Yeah, you told me.
So yeah, last week, no driving
but at test. Least on record, at least it was because you didn't know.
Yes.
Also.
So last week is when I was going for the driving test. So you see now, so with that in mind, I was supposed to be at that place by what time? Be there by 8 a.m. Not going to Kikwambia. Alafu, do you know, Buddha, unafakwa 8 a.m. Fika abu by 6:30. Yada isu tashanga. Nilifika 6:30, I saw a line.
It was bad.
Line ni refu. And then, of course, hapo, kusunikena ka place ka yung penda kuwa chini ya maji. I don't want anyone to know who the
can F you still be chini ya maji?
Yes, nilisa kuwa chini ya maji. Najua kakuni ni.
Nava mavi ni.
Just wear a hoodie, look down. Don't look people in the eye. Be weird. So, did that whole shit. And so now this is what happens. So Monday night I go to the gym, sindio? And me mu and I got weird times. So sinarudi Tuesday asubuhi. But then Tuesday night, I don't know what happened. I was tired. I was like, saswezi enda, and the Tuesday night is the one that goes to Wednesday night. Then now Wednesday night cuz Thursday naenda whatever, driving test, now I can't go to the nini.
Mm.
So nikaenda. But yeah, it was finally right now niko kwa barabara legally. The government knows
how that. How the test itself?
Was not bad.
You told me that was a written.
Yes, there's a written. The written one is simple.
So they administer it hundreds of guys, thousands, hundreds?
Like you school, we have 600 people.
And so you sit down, am I?
Yes. You sit 600 people. I think 200. Yes, mm. a written.
Guys fail.
I don't know if people failed written. What people failed is practical. Like practical, I had to do it 2 times for me kupenya, because I was now doing with a manual.
Oh, okay.
And the first time is balancing, it was man, like you're balancing nini, and the person was a little bit harsh. So whatever, had to.
But that is because sababu kuna show inaitwa iko nini.
I had to literally beg. Sina kwambia niko chini ya maji, so sitaki mtu ajue. Hapo nikienda naenda kwa unyango huma. Sitaki I don't want anyone to nene. So eventually did it. Nikangoja results. Nikaona hiyo
pass. When you say you beg, did you beg or did you beg?
Got the nini. See, I literally just begged. You know, I was like, I can't try.
He was nervous. He called me. And okay. I had to sing him, success, I wish you.
But you're legal.
You're a Murphy's. You're a guy who really respects science. Eh? Just to double back to the therapy question.
Mm.
People have taken hundreds of years to study human behavior.
Yes.
Mm.
And over time, they've tested it against theories and theories.
Mm.
So what you... Therapy comes from a scientific
attack.
Mm. Yeah, like you tackle things scientifically because human behavior has been there since the beginning of humanity. So
yes,
I'm even tempted to pay for you one therapy session.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm game.
Yeah, just to see it for yourself and try and understand.
Mm.
And it only works if you're open. Yeah, because the same way.
Don't be tempted. Just do it.
The same way when you go to see
Nike.
Just do it. Like
the same way when you go to see a doctor, if your knee hurts and you tell him it's your stomach, he'll treat your stomach.
Yes.
Mm.
So the same applies. If you go there and you're traumatized, maybe loss of a parent or something, and then you start talking about how you have a self. Like if you lie, if you're not forthcoming, you'll also be misdiagnosed, or you'll be misguided.
So just go there
misguided.
And spill everything.
Be open.
Some akona confidentiality.
Not some. It's
like a doctor. Confidentiality should be there.
It's not that some have. The only time they can snitch on you is be like, maze kesho nataku wa mwafu maze. Kesho asubuhi. I just came here for therapy before I kill him tomorrow. That one obviously then
within law.
Yeah.
Within law they should report.
Okay.
Oh, so but have you ever like broken down? Because that's the one thing we were afraid of. Like as an African man, I'm sure I have all this pent up anger and I have all this shit that I've not dealt with, but I don't even know that I've not dealt with. And they always say that when you reach that, the emotion can overwhelm you. Alafu najipata pale uko.
I've never broken down. I felt sad. I felt heavy, but not to the point of tears. I've not had to hold back tears. No, but I've definitely left there. Because when I'm driving home after, I'm like, wow, you know, you really think about... Because denial, man, we lie to ourselves.
Yeah,
we delude ourselves every day, all the time. You're always living in some... There's a level of delusion in terms of your existence. So when you start being forced to keep it all the way real with yourself, yeah, you're driving home, sometimes you feel like, hey, maze, I'm full of shit, man. I'm full of shit. And stop being full of shit to this extent,
Because you're ni interesting. You're going to say, my son, you can expect to go emotional out every other time. Do you know the funny thing? You're out, kwa kijaka means something.
Or something home.
Eot kwa nyumba.
It's funny how the eot.
Niko nini? Emotional. Eot every other time. that makes.
But
sense.
I've had a shrink before, but it wasn't about. They thought there was something that was wrong with me psychologically, because mainly bed went up to. You know, uko
last year
two at till mandamal. So it was a concern for you now, you know, having such a condition in a boys' school. You know, it really even messed my grades, because now you're in class, you don't know how you're going to sleep, nanini, all that. So
what did they find was at the core of that?
No, they were trying to treat. What I think they should have treated me, making my environment better and making my condition not that conspicuous. I'm a kid Twitter is a kuni affect badai. So they were trying to treat it, but they could have just allowed the school to create a better understanding because or protect me.
Like your own dorm.
Yeah, so they were trying to... I needed my own door, my own cubicle,
but question,
and a washing machine.
But at the root of that, it's probably some childhood trauma that you don't know. 100%.
That's some shit that is psyche, man.
Yeah, for bedwetters, it's childhood trauma, bro. Yeah, I don't know if you went to the bottom of it, but definitely something happened in your childhood that's traumatized you.
It's proven.
So Ian. So Ian is going to go through his struggles of bed wetter. Some of us now go through our struggles of pussy wetter.
and even, I know guys like to say, you know, people also use poverty as a shield from growth. Where you find people are stuck. In a mentality, and that time maybe like I remember my bro was telling me how he was with, funny enough, Sudi, and Sudi was telling me, "Johnny, you watoto watajiri." Sudi right now is one of the richest guys, but it's like it's not clicked in his head
that he's rich,
and that's a thing of poverty. It's not it's not clicked that he's overcome. And you're not
the poor.
In the childhood wrong.
Yeah, like.
So what made, Koziliisha, I don't know what made it stop.
I don't know. You tell us.
Yes. Maybe you healed. Focusing on the trauma.
Maybe you healed.
Okay.
So vile unasema hivyo, it's like you feel like a struggle yako pia come from something in your childhood.
For me, there's many factors. I've always said there's a genetic predisposition. It's my family.
Okay.
There's that. But also, I mean, I started coping with booze young. at a very core time in my life where my brain was developing. 15, like you were transitioning from child to young adult, very formative time. So it becomes a default because that chemical feeling of being high is stored as an emotional thing. So yes, your brain remembers, the same way your brain remembers good food, something that gave you pleasure, sex. That's why we go back to sex, because remember busting a nut and how good it feels. The same thing for having reprieve from my struggles at 15, when my brain starts feeling like it's stressed, subconsciously starts remembering the thing that used to
make you
feel better.
Get the edge off.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long was the, you know, like the latest therapy? How many sessions?
Yesterday I was there. It's an hour at a time.
Oh, it's still ongoing?
Yeah, yeah.
You do once a week,
yeah? Yeah, once a week.
How expensive is it?
It's not that expensive.
Okay, okay. Because I think that's...
You guys can definitely afford it.
Yeah, because the electrician will go up and it went to therapy.
Is there like a company package?
No therapy.
Company. They do for...
Now, I'd say this. Just make sure you find a good therapist. Because Kenya is still Kenya at the end of the day. There's...
Quacks.
Not quacks, but there's capitalist therapists. So the guys who like deal with large institutions. It's just a machine. Provided you have insurance. What you swipe that card? Billable hours. You slept? You eating well? How are you feeling today? Any suicidal thoughts? Ah, okay. Check, 5K. There's guys who do it like that.
Because talking of suicidal thoughts, I'm going to plan to kuliza iswali. But did you see the story of the CEO on, when was it? On Tuesday.
Which CEO?
There's a CEO.
COM21.
Ali Kufa.
He analyzed himself?
Yes. Alafu inasemekana, people are saying that he had all these contracts. Eh? So people are saying that there is no way he could have analyzed himself.
Where which country?
Upper Kenya too. So I get a lot of my news from Gaido. So apparently I wanna follow Gaido. He used to follow Gaido. So Gaido, someone was asking Gaido, like, in your world, no one dies of natural causes. Everyone has to be killed. Eh? Ilikuwa hivi. So this is the guy. So nacheki had been reported by Nyakundi. Kwa ni COM21 CEO Mwaura Gadhua has died by suicide after falling from the 14th floor of Alba. So it's this guy. And so these are the companies he used to have contracts with: ICT, Aga Khan, Communications Authority. So he was very successful.
What did his family say?
So family yake sijui, but what is being said about him is alikuwa, he was alone. And even akinini, the door was locked from the inside. And akaji, understand? Yeah. So, of course, kuna umse wetu, actually. I go, damn, just learned that Mwangi Gadhua, one of the founders of COM21, has died after falling from the 14th floor. Initial reports label it as suicide, but in this climate of assassinations, trusting official narratives feels impossible. Sindio? Then akamwambia, rest in peace, brother. Blah, blah, blah. So, alibonga juu yake, kabonga juu ya budake. Budake ilikuwa a prominent Kenya Golf Union official and aggressive entrepreneur who ran the KBL distributorships. Bia Bora in Ngara died in 2005 in a road accident on Kiambu Road, literally 20 years ago. So, boy, ikakuwa hapo. So, nikakuwa... Umuiti Mwondi, I think he talked about alikomendika kitu kama what mental illness will finish us. Wadau, doctors, CEOs, teachers, people from all walks of life are aliving themselves. Then Gaido, when Muiti Mwondi suddenly amplifies the mental illness narrative around the death of a wealthy, upwardly mobile, middle-aged businessman like Mwaura Gadhua, CEO of COM21, whose high-profile clients list reportedly includes heavyweights like State House, CBK, and the AG, you know, foul play is being covered up. So, what do you think? Like,
poor guy, man. I thank heavens I've never reached a point where I've been suicidal. I thank heavens, man, because
yes,
when you study suicide and what happens to someone's mind, they can't tolerate life anymore, literally.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like an... Like life,
yeah, life becomes unbearable. I can't imagine the kind of torment that that would go, like, that would take. I always say that my worst circumstances, like even when I was in that still was not an option. Like life is still, I always felt it was still worth living. So I empathize if the case is that he actually
unalived himself.
Yeah, man, it's
sad.
I've also been in environments, I've talked to people who have been suicidal, because of course in rehab you meet all kinds of guys. Aye, bro, it's not, you wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, to wake up every day. But it was sad, man. But these things, like lately, kumekona so many accidents come to these high-rise apartments that it's pushed my fear of heights to a next level, man. Like, all these stories, every time nasikia hapa, nasikia. Unajua, nimekuwa mob. Like, I think in the past 3 months.
The kids.
Yes, 11th floor.
Like a boy who fell. I remember he was going sliding on the rail. It was on TikTok. He fell, fell.
Kuna huyo. Alafu kuna... Apart from that, kuna wale, the ones who checked in, lover, girlfriend, and the boyfriend.
The guy who fell on a vehicle.
On a vehicle. So there's been a lot. Those are my high-rise apartments.
Yeah, man, I can
even if you date back to Jeff Moth.
The guy for the, also the guy for the girls, that in Kile. Who's Kile? That fell on the car, yes. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, machiki. So there's been so many, yani. Baga, mi naona tu hizi
so sahi
apartments taki kuwa huko juka.
And also high rise and drunkenness, bro. I almost felt I was on 23rd floor in Malaysia. I remember finding a forehead print on one of the windows in the morning. Of course I was on such a crazy bend at that time. But I could have easily fallen out those windows, man. Like drunkenness and heights, people need to know. Balconies and your guys are turning up like extreme. Achana nayo, bro.
I think nilibonga you, so when I had those university students hapa, I remember telling them that, I was telling them you can't be kwa hizo ma floor there getting high like that. Remember, like, even the tragic story of the girl who tried to jump from this building to the other building,
man,
and she was a little bit najua alikuwa amekunywa kitu kidogo, and that's a decision that even when you're sober, I would never jump from this building to the next building. Because no shit happens.
I've done stupid shit like that drunk. In fact, when that story came out, we were talking with my wife, how, because we once lived in the same building before we were dating. Way many years ago. And for some reason, our balconies could open from outside. But from there was like a space. If you're coming in from like one of the walkways, you'd have to go to the ledge and then hop onto your balcony and then enter. And drunk, we used to do that shit all the time.
Slogan?
I lived on 5th.
Oof.
I know, when you're drunk, you're not even thinking. But now in hindsight, like, bro, one misstep and...
Yes. And your life is changed gone, forever. Unza survive, like, you survive now without spinal cord. Like, spinal cord, yeah, all messed up, you know. So when you think about all those things, it's scary. Yeah. So kulikuwa na hiyo story ya CEO. The last thing enda kuuliza, do you think tumefika hiyo level where someone can't just die? I feel like right now, dies.
I think society just generally has a trust deficit because of now the age of information. We've realized we've been duped on so many things across the board, from the big things to the small things. Including, bro, simple things like the breakfast we eat conventionally turns out it's not good for us.
Yes.
Turns out it was just a consumerist thing. You know, like, so as information is coming out, everyone's like, if a whole generation can be finessed because of information being hoarded, now everyone is questioning everything. Now bring it closer to home. No one trusts the powers that be, whether it's governance, business. People feel like people are willing to do anything for riches and to advance their own agenda. So we're definitely living in a trust deficit society. I don't blame people for questioning. It's plausible we didn't go to the moon. Something as big as that could have been a hoax that was permeated for the whole of humanity. Like the disease from 5 years ago, the intricacies about it, a lot of it were lies. Not that it wasn't there. I'm not a denier, no. But people used it for their benefit. So you cannot now...
Minnesota,
you can't blame society for just everything that happens. Apana. Apana, that one, apana. I don't blame society. We just don't trust.
Yeah. And I think that's the
messed up part. Because right now, even every death must have a post-mortem before the burial. If you died in a hospital, yes, unajua utaangalia, but if you've died, maybe it was an accident, if you are rushed to the hospital, I mean, you died at home, if you are rushed to the hospital, then died on the way, they must have, but it's government directive, like all cases must be followed up through, you know, pathology. And to give recounts of what actually happened to them. Because what you see, it's not even person of interest. We have neighbor turning against neighbor. We have family members turning against family members. Because I remember, when I go through such a thing, and I asked the DCI, do you take through family members through this stuff? Eh? Now they're dealing with a tragic loss. And now you have to.
Answer.
Go through investigation. It's telling me you'll be surprised in my line of work, things that you unearth. And for the sake of family, for them to have peace. Eh?
Do they have resources to do manpower?
They have experience.
I'll say like manpower to cater
like
to...
Like forensic stuff.
No, manpower to cater to all the deaths that are happening.
Because
I'm sure they have to pick and choose. Because where...
Because yes. What happens if you die in your house, you can just mortuaries can't pick the body without cops. So at least now they start.
I thought you were gonna use a pun there. Mortuaries cannot pick the body without cops.
So it's. I think they have the manpower for that.
So the last thing and kuuliza reaction yako ni there's this, I found it to be super funny. There's this girl anaitwa Mjaka, I'm fine. Mamja?
Yeah.
So someone
the big posterior.
Yes, someone had written ati matiti zimeanguka kama uchumi ya kasongo. Alafu she replied, za mamako zikisimama nitaambia zangu zisimame pia. Damn. Huh? Yeah, when you bring our mothers into the equation,
that's a teat standoff.
Yeah. Only it's like teat for tat. Huh?
Teat for tat.
Shit. Yeah, but Mr. Eotu, asante sana for your time.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully, tutatry kuonekana za kupata na Sajid before mwaka ishe. Sijui kama itawezekana, but apart from that, man, enjoy kazi yako. Oh, damn, kuna kitu moja niko nimesema. I'll ask you, we are flying. I noticed that nikienda Kisumu, yes, my ears never block. Majuzi nimefly to Mombasa and my ears blocked. And I was like, no, my ears never block when I go to Kisumu. Could there be a reason?
That's a very nice question because it's easy to answer for me. The difference is so pressure. There's more pressure the lower you go. Mombasa is sea level. So the difference in pressure from Nairobi, which is about 5,500 feet, versus Mombasa is quite a huge difference. So that's why your ears are your barometric, what do you call it? Your ears are your instrument, I'm trying to find the word, organ,
yes,
for equalizing pressure, right? So any pressure differential, you'll feel it in your ears. That's why even when us guys as pilots are advised, if you have a cold or symptoms of a cold, in fact, as crew, we swap flights. Like if my friend is going to Kisumu Kesho and me has meant to go to Mombasa, I'll swap for the Kisumu, he does the Mombasa, so that I don't feel so much the effects of my homa. Kisumu is at about... 4,000 feet. So the difference is about a K. Mombasa are moving from 5K to sea level. So the
very when Nairobi is higher.
Yeah, significantly.
Okay. Because I was wondering, you know, kitumoja, it messed with my mind because I'd not flown to Mombasa for some time. Yes. I love Nikashindo, like,
muscular. You're feeling pain, I'm blocked.
I just blocked.
There's a thing we are taught called a Valsalva maneuver. You hold your nose and force pressure out of your ears. Literally hold your nose, apply pressure like you apply air, and push air out of your ears.
Oh, okay.
That's how you unblock your ears.
Mm. Yeah. So now with that, Mikil and discover I should have used this friend of mine, Pia, like someone who watches the show, and it was Soro. Soro anakuwa based in Delaware. So he told me to buy these two things where I can neza zingiza tu kwa masikio, and they normally work kabisa.
Mm.
So I should have just known nikienda Mombasa, she's like ting, ting, mnazueka.
Mm.
So what they do is zinapatia air a very small space for maneuvering through, so you don't feel all that all that shit.
But trust me, remember this, mark my words, if you're watching, you face this Valsalva maneuver, it's very easy.
Yeah, so
hold your nose,
trying to push air,
like try push air, so you can feel trying to go through your ears.
Yes
Now do it to the extent it's like your ear will
I used to play almost those like games fat with myself as a kid,
and then once you literally feel instant relief because the pressure equalizes, and then now you feel normal again.
So you know, if I could do kisha land man kioko jo.
So as soon as you start feeling any discomfort, it means there's a differential between ambient and inside there. So just force it out, force the air out of your ears.
Okay. Damn. You live, you learn, man.
Yeah.
Okay, so imekuwa ni episode 579,
no? We've helped you unbox.
Yes.
579. Damn. 579. You guys are 500 episodes ahead of me. I think I've done 79 now.
Oh, okay. But unajua you are a full-time pilot, man.
Well, fair enough.
You're part-time podcaster. Kulo
pepo.
Yeah, una kulo pepo. Ezile za nani anaitwa nani kasipula?
Kulo pepo.
Yes. Yeah, so imekuwa ni episode 579. Kama kawaida tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema
Eko nene.
No, is it Happy Boxing Day?
Happy Boxing Day.
Happy holidays.
Christmas.
Happy
check
holidays.
Check out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Some fire episodes. Go check out the Moaf episode.
Yes.
The episode coming soon with the trio.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff there. Happy holidays. Happy 2026. Yeah. Keep thriving. Keep hustling, man.
Eko nene.